personal sense, a perjurer. Symptoms of disease are well defined as perjurers. Now, a perjurer is not an ordinary liar. He is a crafty, calculating liar. Some call him personal sense, or mortal mind, or what have you. He is a liar, and the father of lies. Liars and lies and obsessions all belong to that supposititious world, the wild world of unreality. So, those things and conditions which we regard as existent in the unreal or supposititious realm are nowhere. No one knows anything about them. No one experiences them. Disease does not have to be destroyed or eradicated. The whole curative process is a process of enlightenment, a mode of thinking, a clarity of consciousness, which knows nothing about sickness and mortality. There are not two worlds. There are not two minds. There are not two lives. There are not two kinds of men, but one God, one mind, one life, one kind of man. And that man knows nothing of disease and never has known anything of it, because he is the expression or outcropping of that self-existent life which is whole and sound. Man can know nothing of mortality for the simple reason that he is a man. He does not know anything about stripes because he is not a zebra. There is only one world, and it is a glorious place of plenty and security and joyousness. And there is only one mind, and it knows only those things of life abundant. There is only one life, and that a jealous life, which covers the whole ground and insists upon its rights, its privileges, its immunities. Error is not even a perjurer. It is non-existent. We must take a radical stand and persist in it expectantly. This takes courage, of course. But you have courage. Courage is one of man's outstanding qualities. Here alertness comes into play. But you have alertness. Remember the zebra and the gnu? The gnu has a scent for lions. He does not permit the king of beasts to sneak up and crouch for a spring. He charges him while yet afar off and bowls him over, whereas the fat, sleepy zebra falls an easy prey. Hence he wisely fraternizes with the homely gnu and enjoys the protection of the gnu's superior vigilance. Lurking dangers, whether disease or what not, are inherently cowards. All you and I need to do, and it is considerable, is to detect their approach and to assume a determined aggressiveness, never letting up until they are driven back into their native jungle of nothingness. In the realm of reality, there is no such thing as disease, no such thing as age, no such thing as mortality. Mind, unconfused, cannot conceive such things, cannot feel or experience them. We have only to let God's thoughts be in us. Then, instead of seeing things in a limited, distorted, or sickly condition, we shall see them as they are in their fullness and resplendency. We are looking right at them this moment. You are contemplating yourself right now in all the beauty of being. You are not becoming. You have arrived. This letter is dashed off in a few hurried moments just before my return to Boston. It was a great meeting we had, and tremendous will be the consequences. Do plenty of reading during the year to come, by all means, but also do plenty of thinking. Reason is man's distinguishing mark. There are creatures who do not reason, it is said. If you surrender your reason to the printed page or to the voluble talker, you may forfeit your distinctiveness as a man. Do not do it. Use your reason to the limit. You have the same access to all-knowing mind that the prophets have.